Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. We're glad to be here this morning. This is Junior Giant Speaks right here on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm happy to be here with my Junior Giant reporters. Good morning, reporters.
Morning.
Good morning. Morning.
All right, this is our first show of the new year. And we weren't able to do the first show on the first Saturday, but we're glad to be here this morning. And we're going to do things this morning kind of differently. We're kind of starting a new tradition in that we are going to do a little roundtable discussion today just so that we can see what's going on in the lives of our Junior Giant reporters. And if those of you who are listening, we are also on the Internet. You can tune us in on the Internet. Just go to blogtalkradio.com, and in the search engine, you can put in Junior Giant, and you can listen to us over the Internet. But our show today is going to give you an idea to our Junior Giants of things that they want to accomplish over this year. I believe that if you set plans, then you have a better chance of having success. And so what we've asked the Junior Giants to do this morning is we've asked them to set some plans up for the new year in various areas of their lives. But before we get started, I want to, as usual, thank my Junior Giant reporters for all your work, the extra time that you have to spend to get these stories together. And I want to thank you because I know that you guys have homework and things like that, and you still take time to do your the assignments that I give you. So I really do appreciate it. I also want to thank your parents for allowing you to participate in our program. And it's work on them, too, because they have to make sure that you're meeting your responsibilities. So I want to thank you all. You're doing a great job. For the holiday season, we were lucky to have a cookie exchange, and that was very interesting. We had some very interesting cookies come in. We had a cookie decorating contest, and some of them were very creative, and some of them were just a lot of icing and sugar, but it was a fun event. So we are going to go on and get started. Today, like I said, we're going to do a roundtable discussion with the Junior Giants, and they're going to talk to us about the things that they want to accomplish in this year. I asked the Junior Giants to come up with goals in five different areas of their lives, and those are the things that we're going to discuss today. The areas are family, God, school, community, self, and that's five. God, family, school, community, and self. So those are the areas that we're going to be discussing on today. I think that all of our children have set up their goals, and it's important to not just set goals, but to make sure that you go back and see how well you're doing at reaching the goals that you set. My daughter and I, every year, we put together, some people call it a vision board, but we put together a planning board so that we can see what it is that we want to accomplish in the year. And what we did this year is we made sure that we put reminder dates on our calendar so we can go back and see whether or not we were accomplishing the goals that we have set. And we're going to do the same thing with the Junior Giant reporters. They're going to tell us their goals today, and I'm asking them to put their goals up somewhere so they can keep them. Put them in your Junior Giant reporter notebooks so that in 3 months we can go back and see with how well you're doing on keeping the goals that you set. So I believe we're going to go on this morning and get started. I think the first topic that it deserves first place, and that's in the area of God or our spiritual lives. And I asked them to give me three goals that they want to set this year for their spiritual lives. And I think we're going to start with faith this morning. Faith, can you tell me what your goals are for your spiritual life?
Yes, ma'am. My goals are to be more truthful, to love God more, and praise God more.
What does that mean to you? I mean, explain how you plan on doing that.
What does it mean to me?
Uh-huh.
Well, like, it means to me that because God, he does a lot of stuff for us and me, and if I don't, like, thank him and praise him and go by his rules, like, he won't do the stuff that makes me happy, it makes him happy. It's like to get something you want, you have to do something he wants, and you have to love him and praise him and be truthful and go by his commandments.
Okay. All right, so one of the ways that you can help accomplish that goal is get you a little notebook and keep a thank you journal. And that helps you give praise to God every day. Write something in that journal every day that's going to help you be thankful to God every day, so that way you're making sure that you're giving God praise. And so those are good goals for your spiritual life. Faith, why don't you tell me what your goals, Grace, why don't you tell me what your goals are for God, for your spiritual life this year?
For God, I wanted to read the book of Esther because I've been going to church. Well, some of my friends have been saying that it's a good book, so I wanted to read it.
So you want to... Say that again, that you want to do?
Mom?
You want to read the book of Esther, you said?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it really is a good book. I love the story of Esther. And it's very relevant to you all because Esther was, that's an excellent goal, I like that. Esther was a young woman just like you all are. And she had a job that God wanted her to do. And whether you guys realize it or not, there's something that God wants you all to do. There's something that he wants from you all. He doesn't want you to just get up every day, go to school, you know, and just live and do nothing for him. He wants you to tell other people about him. He wants you to let your light shine so that people can see how good God is. He wants you to be excellent. Because when you're excellent and people ask you what it is about you that makes you so special, then you can tell them about God. And that's how Esther was. She had a job that she had to do. It was a hard job, but it was a very important job. And that's how you guys are. There's some important jobs for you to do that God, he will help you to do them. And so that's good. What else is your goal for God this year?
I wanted to read the Bible more because a lot of times I just, like, get it and read it on Wednesday and Sunday, so I wanted to read it more.
Okay. Tell me your other one.
And I also wanted to pray a little more than I do because I just pray at night and just at church in the morning. So it's just that I need to talk to him more.
Okay. And the good thing about being able to talk to God, you can talk to God anywhere. You don't have to get down on your knees and say, oh, God, my Father. You don't have to do all that. You can just get on your knees, or you can just be riding in the car and say, God, I just want to tell you I love you, or God, will you help me with this test, or whatever you're going through. You can talk to him at any time. That's just the great thing about God. But I have a question for all of you. When you guys go to church, is it difficult for you guys to really praise God? Or just because I watch you all in church, or some of you, and, of course, we have listeners, so I'm sure that they watch the young people at their churches, and but I watch the young people at my church, and you all in particular, and I try to see if you actually praise God or if you're standing there looking. Many times you're standing there looking, and I just kind of want to know why. And I'll take an emphasis on anybody. Everybody's mic is open. Or I could call your name. Okay, Jazz, give me an answer.
Ma'am?
Can you answer that question?
No, not really.
No?
No.
All right. Ariana?
I don't know how to answer that question, really.
Okay. Does anyone know how to answer that question?
I do.
Who is this?
Yeah.
Okay, answer that question for me.
Well, I think that the reason why we do that, we are filled with the Holy Ghost, but then when everybody's looking at us and watching us praise God, it makes us uncomfortable, and we think like we look stupid, and sometimes we just really don't want to praise God. But we do want to praise Him, but it's just people would think of us different if when they see us do it. It's like, because like how I feel is like, at school, I'm a totally different person. It's like I told them I do believe in God. It just, if they came to my church and I had to praise God, I would be weird. And they would think of me different.
Okay, so I would be willing to bet that that's the answer for everybody. Okay, because you're concerned about what people are going to say if people are looking at you. I have a lot of movement going on right there. Okay, good job. I think that you guys are concerned about how you look or and what people are going to say, but you need to think about, are you more concerned about what people are going to say or how God is going to feel? And sometimes we're more concerned about how people are going to feel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. One of the things I want you to start thinking about, people are not going to wake you up in the morning. People are not going, your friends are not going to make sure you have the things that you need. Only God's going to do that for you. And so at some point in your life, and now is a good time, and especially because you're junior giants, your role is to be leaders. And you have to stop letting everybody influence what you do in your life. If you want to serve God and be a Christian, then you should be a Christian out loud. Because sinners, they're sinners out loud. They do whatever they want to do and hurt God out loud. So if you say that you're a Christian and that you love God, then you need to love God out loud and not be ashamed. And so you have to really ask God to help you to get over that. Because if you're praising God, you don't know if people are looking at you. And if you really love Him and want to tell Him how much you love Him, you don't really care what people think about you. Because you're talking to God and you're praising God. And praise God doesn't have anything to do with being filled with the Spirit or having the Holy Ghost. It's you're praising Him because you're so grateful at how much He loves you. And how much He cares for you. So I want you all to think about that. When you go to church, don't just go to church and just stand there. Give God the praise that He deserves. When you do nice things, do you like to hear your parents say, Simeon, you did a good job? Or do you like to hear them say, Ariana, you did a good job? Of course you do, right?
Yes.
Well, God likes to hear the same thing, okay? Well, let's keep going. Simeon, why don't you tell me what your goals are for God?
Oh, my objective is to establish a valid relationship with God. I am saved. I have chosen to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and I want him to continue to clean my soul and tell me what my gifts are. I have also begun to establish a better prayer life by praying often throughout the day and asking my mother to take me to 5 a.m. prayer at my church. 5 a.m. may seem to be early, but I am willing to make the sacrifice. Hey, I get up early for school. Why not for Jesus?
Okay, Simran, you know what? I just absolutely love your answer. You know I do, don't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That's a good answer. It's a good answer. And it's important that you all understand. You have to choose who you want to be. Don't let other people choose who you're going to be. Don't let anybody else choose who you want to be. If you want to be a Christian, be a Christian. And be proud of being a Christian. Talk to God, and I promise that God will help you in every area of your life, every single area, every area. If you're having trouble at school, he'll help you. If you're having trouble at home, he'll help you. If you're worried about your parents, he'll help you. He will help you. All you have to do is talk to him, and when you pray, believe what you're praying about. Okay? I love those goals, Simeon, and prayer. Prayer is one of the most powerful weapons that you have. It is so powerful. Can you think about it? Being able to talk to the one person who created the whole world, and he loves you so much that he will answer your prayer. That's powerful. Your friends that don't know Jesus, they don't have that kind of power. They're waiting on somebody else to tell them what they think, or they're going to get it off a video, or they're going to get it off a TV. When you have God, the creator of everything, who can direct you and show you, like Simeon said, one thing you said I liked was show you your gifts. All of you have gifts. All of you have gifts. What did I say? All of you have gifts. And it's time for you to find out what the gift is that God has given you. It's very important. Okay, Simeon, that was an excellent answer. Okay, we're going to move on. Who haven't we done? Let's go, Jazz. Tell me what your goal is for God.
To put him first, to get saved, and to love him more.
Okay, so you're not saved right now?
No, but I'm trying to.
What does that mean? What does it mean?
Ma'am?
What does it mean to trying to be saved?
Like, I'm trying to do the right thing, but I know I'm not.
Okay. To be saved, first of all, the first thing about being saved is you have to ask God to forgive you. It's really simple. People might want to make it complicated. It's really simple. Okay? The first thing that you're going to do is you're going to ask God, God, forgive me. I am sorry for hurting you. I'm sorry for the sins that I have committed. And you have to really be sorry. And to repent means to turn away from the things that you know are wrong. Now, once you've done that and you just ask Christ to live in your heart, then you can ask him to keep you. And those times when you may make a mistake, you go back to God and say, God, I made a mistake. Please forgive me. And you ask him to strengthen you in that area so that you don't willfully or on purpose keep sinning in that area. And so that's the simple, that's just how to be saved. Are you going to be perfect? No. But when you make a mistake, all you have to do is go back to God. So if you want to be saved, you can be saved. It's a choice. And that's why I'm trying to get you all to see this morning. You have to make a choice. Okay? What was your other goals?
To put him first and to love him more.
Okay. And I believe that when you decide to give your heart to Christ, and I pray that's very soon, all you have to, you can put him, that will allow him to come first, because then you're going to want to talk to him. And ask God questions, you know. Have you ever asked God a question? He will answer you. It may come in, he may not say, yes, then this is God. Okay, he may not do that. Okay, if somebody has me on speakerphone, take me off. And he may not say it like that, Jasmine, this is God, okay? But the answers that you're looking for, you'll see them. You'll see God answering you, okay? And sometimes he'll speak to you in dreams. That's why I love to tell you guys about that story of Samuel. Samuel, God called Samuel out loud. Out loud, he called Samuel. Samuel. Can you imagine God calling you by name? That would be amazing. Okay?
No.
And I have actually heard God's voice speak to me. And I mean outside of in my spirit. I've actually heard it. And so he can do it that way. But many times he speaks to you through different signs or through even through people. Okay? He will answer you. So those are good goals, Daz. And I really do pray that you reach your goal. Ariana? I did,
yes.
Ariana. Did I do you, Ariana?
No, ma'am.
Let's do your goal.
Ma'am?
Let me have your goal.
For God?
Yes, sweetie.
I want to read his word more. I want to praise him more. And I want him to fill me.
You want him to fill you with the Holy Ghost?
I already do, but sometimes I mess up a lot. I mess up a lot. And
when you mess up, you must go back to God and tell him that you're sorry. Okay? You must tell him that you're sorry and then ask him to forgive you. That's what you have to do. Okay? Everybody.
Okay.
And I don't care who it is, even grown-ups. When grown-ups mess up, and when we mess up, we have to go to God and say, God, I'm sorry. I really messed this up. And I need you to forgive me and help me not to keep doing it. Okay? That's why we have a God, so that he can help us. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, those are good goals, good goals. All right? We're going to move on. And our next area I think that we're going to do is we're going to talk about, let's do community, our goals for the community, because we all live in different communities, but it's important that we contribute to the communities that we live in, okay? And I think I'm going to start with, Ariana, go on and give me your goals for the community.
Okay. My goal for the community is to help people when they need it and when they are needed. And to help people that are on the street. Sometimes they don't have places to go, and I just want to help them. And, like, my for the rest, I want like, I don't know. I can't read my handwriting. I forgot what it said.
Okay, but your ultimate goal is to help some people?
Yes, for the community, so some people don't have places to go.
Okay. I'm gonna tell you guys about a project that we're going to do to help some children in the very near future, okay? We're going to help some here in our community, in the Atlanta community, and then we're going to help some that are in a country called Pakistan. Okay?
Okay.
But I'll talk to you guys about that. All right? Let's go to Faith. Tell me what your goals are for the community, Faith.
Well, this one, it was, like, really hard, so mine was to, like, help clean up the trash and to take care of our community and to, like, follow the rules.
Okay. That's good. Following the rules helps keep the community safe. Okay, and none of us want to live in a dirty community, so those are good goals. Good goals.
It was kind of hard doing it. That was, like, the hardest of all of them.
Okay. And sometimes it is because you guys are still young, so it's not like you can get out there and save the world yet.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not yet, but we're going to try to save a little piece of the world right where we live. Okay? Ariel, tell me what your goals are.
Yeah.
Well, my goals for the community are to give more back.
Okay.
Get out. To give more back and feed the needy when they really, really need it. And when it comes to Christmas, to the in my community, people on the street and stuff like that, to or the less fortunate, to give the presents that they need and stuff that they can't afford. Because I know a lot of people that can't afford a lot of things.
Okay. All right, those are good goals. Those are good goals. All right, let's go to Brother Simeon this morning. Simeon, tell me your community goal.
I would like to volunteer my time in helping to distribute food and clothes to homeless people. I also would like to help pick up the litter in the park. In the past, I had an opportunity to work with my mom at the Piedmont Park in Atlanta to pick up litter. I figure if I can clean up a park, I can clean up behind myself at home.
I think that'll make your mother happy. Okay, those are good goals to me. Jazz?
Yes, ma'am.
Some of your goals.
To pick up trash around my community, to help the elderly, and to not be selfish.
Okay. All right, those are good. Those are good. Where you live speaks a lot about you. If your neighbor, if you're a Christian or you represent Christ, where you live should look like you represent Christ, okay? So you want to do your best to help keep that clean. Did I do Grace?
Hello?
Let me hear your goals, Grace.
I wanted to give people clothes to, like, the needy, and I wanted to pray for them. Because a lot of those people need prayer, and I wanted to help with the community, like help clean and like give children like toys and stuff.
Okay, well, this is going to be our goal for Junior Giants for the first part of this year. We are going to do a clothing drive. And so when you guys start,
I'm hearing.
What'd
you say? A clothing drive?
We're going to do a clothing drive. I know you all are growing by leaps and bounds. And so as you grow out of your clothes, I want you to bring them to me. And we're going to split it in half. We're going to leave some of the clothes. I have a lot of movement going on out there. We're going to split some of the clothes. We're going to split what we have in half. We're going to give some clothes to the children here in Atlanta. There's a children's home that I would like to receive them. And then we're going to ship them to a children's ministry. We're going to ship some to a children's ministry in Pakistan. And Pakistan is a country across the waters. The reason that we're going to do this is because these children are children of Christians who they're just having a hard time trying to be able to serve God. It is illegal in some parts of their country, or it may not really be illegal, but they are persecuted and they are mistreated. Because they want to love God and because they want to praise God. And people mistreat them because of that. And they have a children's ministry, and we are going to be a blessing to that children's ministry. I have too much movement. And if I'm on speakerphone, please take me off. Okay, so that's one of our goals this year, is to be able to give back to the community. Okay, so those are good goals, and we will check back, like I said, in 3 months and see how you guys are coming on these goals. Okay? Which one do you guys want to do next?
How about self?
How about self?
Uh-huh.
All right. Was that Simeon?
That's Ariana.
Ariana? Well, Ariana, start with self. Tell me what your goals are for yourself.
For myself, I want to be better in school and not get in trouble for my action and do better on what I do better in some areas of school. And I just want to be nicer to people because sometimes I get in trouble for being mean to my sister.
Okay. Those are good goals. Okay. Jazz, tell me what your goals are for yourself.
To stop being lazy, to be neater, and to study more.
Okay. What does your room look like, Jazz?
Ma'am?
What does your room look like?
Well, you can walk in it. Well, I can walk in it, so I guess it's pretty neat. I mean, I can lay on the bed and nothing's falling on me, and I can walk on my floor, so I guess I'm good.
What does your mother say?
She told me to clean it.
Oh, okay. But let's all work on that. Okay, let's work on keeping our room clean. Okay, who is that?
Jasmine. I have a clean closet, so.
You have a clean closet?
Yes.
Okay. With all the rest of the Junior Giants, let's work on that. Let's work on keeping our rooms clean. Because I know that sometimes, like even in my office, my desk looks a mess. And I have to constantly, and I mean constantly, straighten up my desk because I'm doing so many different things. So that's something that will help us all. Because you can think better, believe it or not, but studies show you think better when there's no clutter around you. When your room is cluttered or your desk is cluttered, it makes it hard to focus. So just a thought, something to remember, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Simeon, tell me your goal for yourself.
I know I need to focus more in the classroom setting. My goal is to obtain all A's in this quarter. This past quarter, I earned a B in English, and I was not pleased. Neither was my mother. I know I can do better than I have, and I will definitely put my best foot forward. That means I will not rush through my work. Take my time and also review it. This will cause me to think beyond the norm, and thinking beyond the norm forces me to think about the other people besides myself.
Okay, so are you in a hurry when you do your homework, Simeon?
Sometimes.
Sometimes you are?
Yes.
Why do you be in a hurry?
Well, sometimes I want to play and watch TV.
Okay, so when you're resting, can you read your work?
Sometimes, in a way.
Okay, so sometimes yes and sometimes no, huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ariel.
Yes.
Tell me your goals for yourself.
Well, I need to work on my attitude, work on doing my best in everything I do, and let the Lord use me at a young age.
Okay. You know, I really like that last one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't wait to get to family because I have a conversation with you all for family. Okay. Who have I missed? Faith.
Ma'am?
Go ahead, Faith. Tell me your goals for yourself.
Goals for myself are to keep my promises to me and others, like my friends and family, and to love and respect myself and others more than I do, and to take care of me and myself, me, myself, and other people more than I do.
Okay. I like those. I like those. Grace, did you go?
Oh, no, ma'am.
So, tell me your goals for yourself.
I wanted to be nicer to my sister because we fight a lot, and I wanted to study more and try to get better grades than I already do, and I wanted to, like, to be more nice to people because a lot of times I'm sarcastic and it seems like I'm mean to them.
Okay. All right. Did we miss anybody on self? I guess not. So we're going to move on to family. And I really want to talk to you about family because family is the most important thing you have. And some of my junior giants, I'm around you often. And some of you have siblings and some of you don't. Some of your siblings live with you and some of your siblings don't. But you still need to remember that they're your siblings. The same blood that runs in you runs in them. And so sometimes it's easy to mistreat our siblings or talk mean to them because they're around us all the time, and we forget just how important they are. We forget because we're always around them, so they get on our nerves, okay? But I want you to imagine what it would be like if your sibling was no longer there ever again, ever. How hurtful that would be to you. And so even on those times when they get on your nerves, I want you to think about that. And when they get on your nerves, I need you to learn self-control. I need you to learn how to shut your mouth and walk away. You don't always have to say something back. So because sometimes when you have to say something back, it lowers you. It lowers the kind of person you are. It lowers your niceness, okay? So I need you to think about those things when you're mistreating your sisters or mistreating your brothers or not talking to them or hitting them. First of all, your hand shouldn't be ever be on another individual, especially your brothers and sisters, especially. And so when it comes to family, I have a sister. I love my sister with I can't even explain to you how much I love her. I call her my Susu. She's older than me, and I couldn't imagine my Susu being gone. And me, you know, even when if we get upset with each other, we fix it right away. And when we were little, when we would argue, my father charged us money. We got an allowance, and if we argued, he would just start taking the money from us, okay? And so that helped us start paying attention to what we were saying, okay? But sometimes you guys get used to arguing, so you just keep arguing, okay? But that lowers you. That lowers the type of person that you are. So I want you all to think about that because I also had a brother, and I loved my brother. He was my middle brother, and he died. And to this day, it hurts me to know that I will never see him till I get to heaven. That hurts my heart so bad. And I want you guys to think about that when you're mistreating your brothers and sisters. Don't do it. It's wrong. It's just wrong, period. It's wrong. And you need to ask them. When you do it, you need to tell them that you're sorry, and then you need to go tell God you're sorry. And then you need to ask God to help you with getting so mad, to help you stop being so mad. Okay? So, with that said, let me hear your goals for your family. And I want to start with Jasmine. Who is that?
Ariel, I wanted to start.
Okay, Ariel, go ahead and start.
Well, my goals for my family is to do more activities together because, like, through the week,
We don't have time for a lot of things to do on the weekends. We just stay home and sit around and watch TV. And I want to, like, communicate more. Because that's what we really don't do.
Okay. Those are good goals. I want the goals that you guys have for your families, I want you to share with your parents, okay? Because it doesn't do any good for you to have the goals and they don't know what they are, okay? Jazz, go next.
Ma'am?
You go next. Tell me what your goal is for your family.
Okay. Do the dishes without being told, to take the dog out without loathing it, and to spend more time with my family.
Okay. So that your mom shouldn't have to tell you about the stuff you know you need to do?
Yes.
Okay.
She could be there by herself? She could be there by herself?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Those are good goals, Jazz. Let me have Case.
Hello?
Faith, did you tell me your goals?
Oh, Faith, okay. My goals are for family.
Yes.
Okay, my goals are to spend more time and try not to be antisocial and try to be more considerate and take care of the family more, like when they're sick. And I don't like and do stuff without them asking, and like washing the dishes, sweeping the floor, and like closing the blinds and stuff like that.
Okay. You guys are getting older, so it's important that you start being more responsible. Those are good goals.
It's
okay.
Hard because it's like you kind of forget, and then when you forget, they expect you to do it the next time, and then the next time you forget again. It's like,
yeah, that's called learning responsibility. And here's what you do. You just keep practicing it. If you keep practicing anything, you'll get better at it, anything that you do. Okay, if you practice being lazy, you're going to be good at being lazy. But if you practice doing it every day, and if you forget a day, the next day remember, if you keep practicing, pretty soon it'll become automatic. Okay, and you'll be good at it.
It's like I don't remember stuff. Like for responsibilities.
Well, then, sweetie, write it down till you get it. Okay, like make your list.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you do that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, try that. That might help. I don't know. It might help. All right. Simeon, can you tell me what your goals are for yourself? You told me, didn't you?
Yes, ma'am.
You already went, okay. Who has not gone?
Me.
Who's me?
Grace.
Go, Faith.
Hi.
Grace, have you gone?
Wait, ma'am?
Go ahead.
I wanted to spend more time with my family, and I wanted to... to like be more communicative, because sometimes I just walk from school and I don't say anything and I just go upstairs, and I wanted to meet the rest of my family a little more than I do.
Okay.
Just remember that your families are very important, okay? And love them and let them love you. Talk to them so that you can get to know them, all right? And let them get to know you. Because here's the thing, you guys are getting older and you're changing all the time. So it's important that you talk to your parents so your parents can continue to know you and you can continue to know them. Okay, they want to be part of your lives. They want to. So talk to them, okay? Okay?
Okay.
Is that the only okay I get? Hello?
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 I can't.
Okay, thank you. All right. We're going to move along. We are going. Huh?
I didn't get to go.
Okay, that's enough. Who didn't go?
Ariana.
I'm so sorry, sweetie. You go. Tell me about family.
Well, I want to be nicer to Aria and not get angry at her all the time. And I want to spend more time with my family. And I just want to get along with my brothers and sisters.
Okay. It's very important. Do you agree that it's very important?
Yes, ma'am, because we and Aria are sisters, and we really need to start acting like sisters.
Say that again. I'm sorry. I had a lot of interference.
Aria calming. So, I said that I need to act more like sisters because we always fight.
Okay. That's what, you remember I told you we're going to have a conversation about that, okay? We are. Because your sister should be your best friend, especially if your sister is your age, and you guys are twins. So I know that sometimes your sisters get on your nerves. I mean, me and my sister Sheila, we used to get on each other's nerves so that we drew a line down the middle of our room, and the other person, we couldn't cross each other's space. It was so crazy till my dad just got sick and tired of it. And when he got sick and tired of it, he made sure that we got sick and tired of it, because that's when he started charging us money, and he really talked to us about what it meant to love our brothers and sisters, because sometimes we are nicer to our friends than we are to our sisters, and that's wrong. It's just wrong, okay? You shouldn't be happy about it, and God's not happy about it. So the goal is to learn how to get along with your siblings, and it takes time. Love them. Every now and again, just hug your sister and tell her that you love her. Okay, and I mean that. Tell her that you love her. But when we used to get upset with each other, if we start arguing, my dad would make us hug each other. God, I hated that so bad. But when you're hugging somebody, it's kind of hard to be mad at them when you really are hugging them, and you have to tell them that you love them. So I want you guys to practice that. If you would, please, ma'am, please, sir. Okay?
Okay.
I want you guys to know you guys have done an excellent job on these goals. We have just a few more minutes left in the show, but I do want to hit the one on, which one haven't we done?
We haven't done our last goal. Our last goal is school.
Okay.
Yeah, we haven't done school.
Let's do school, and I want Simeon to start.
I'm going to start.
Simeon.
Okay. I believe that if I stick to... Wait. So I... One second. School. My goal is to attain A's in this quarter. This past quarter, I earned a B in English, and I was not pleased. Neither was my mother. I know that I can do better than I have, and I will definitely put my best foot forward.
Okay, that's for school?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. But you do very good. Tell me the name of your school.
Jesus Faith Christian Academy.
And what grade are you in?
Third grade.
You're in third grade. Okay. Well, I believe that you're going to be able to get... What did you get a B in?
English. I got a B in English.
Okay. You got a B in English. Okay, well, we have to work on that, okay? And you let me know how you do.
Okay. Last quarter, I got all A's.
Did you?
Well, the quarter behind, I got the B.
Oh, cause the quarter before, you got all A's?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, we'll shoot for that again this quarter. Let me know how you do, okay?
Okay.
Faith, tell me what your goal for school.
Faith?
I think we're
say, tell me your goal for school.
Oh, my goal is to, like, be a straight-A student because the first report card I got 100 for the whole semester, and I want to do that again. And the second one is to finish my homework on time because, like, when I do my homework, I either do it wrong or I just don't do it or I forget it. And it kind of messes up my report card. And my third one is to try to stay out of trouble at school. It's not like I get in a lot of trouble, just like a little.
Okay. What kind of trouble do you get into?
It's not like major trouble, like I had to go to the administrator's office, but it's like I get like silent lunch, but not a lot. I've only gotten silent lunch like twice. The second one, it wasn't my fault.
Okay. All right, but let's see what the others, their goals are.
Grace. Grace already won.
You mean Grace?
Oh, yes.
I wanted to try and get straight A's because my last report card, I got a C in one of my classes, and I wasn't really happy with that. So I wanted to try that. Like, try harder and get that right. And I wanted to stay focused in class because a lot of times I get sidetracked and, like, people start talking to me. And a lot of times I don't ignore them, so I talk to them and I get in trouble sometimes. And I also wanted to, study a little more because right now, I don't study as I usually would, so I'm trying to, like, fix that.
Okay. All right, well, you have some good goals there, okay? That studying is important, and sometimes if you're just reading and will read more, the more you read, the smarter you will be, I promise. Read everything. Read. Okay, when you can read, then you can figure out how to do all the other subjects. So practice your reading. Get your reading down sound, and it'll teach you. You can read how to do a math problem. You can read how to do geography. You can read how to do anything else you want to do if you learn how to read well. So get that reading down, real science, okay? Let's go to take me off the speakerphone. All right, let me go to Ariel.
Yes.
Tell me what your goal is for school.
Well, my goal is for school is to pay attention more, talk less, and, like, in math this last semester, I got an F. Only reason why I got an F is because I didn't try my best and I didn't finish my work. She told us that I had to do a study guide, and she said it was an option. But when my dad said that when the teacher gives you a study guide and you have a C in math or an F, you need to do it. But I decided not to do it. So when I came back from winter break, before winter break, we took our midterms. And I failed my math midterms.
Okay.
Got a 68.
All right. Now what we're going to do... first, we're going to play. Then we are going to see. Is there some way you can see a tutor?
Yeah, but the second semester is over, so that's long gone. But right now in math, I have an A in math. So my teacher, she said I'm doing really well in paying attention and stuff. So she said I need to keep it up.
Okay, Ariel, you got a clean slate here, so you need to make sure that you keep it up. Okay.
Okay.
Keep it up. Because you know what? Stop telling yourself that it's hard and tell yourself I can do it. Okay?
Yes.
Because when you keep telling yourself that it's hard, guess what? You're making it even harder for yourself. Tell yourself, you know, I got this. I'm going to be able to do this. I might struggle, but I'm going to get it. Okay? If you need help with math in any area, there are people at your church that can help you. Sister Tan is one. But if you need a tutor, talk to your parents. I know they'll get you the help that you need. Talk to your teacher. Ask questions. And guess what, Miss Ariel? No talking in class. You have to make class no talk zone.
It's so hard.
I know, because you're so social. You're just Miss Social Butterfly. But there's a time to be social, and there's a time to stop talking and listening. Okay? Because some of those people that are talking to you, they already got the math concept. They already know what they're doing. Math is a thing where you have to pay attention. And when math is not your favorite subject, you got to pay extra attention. For me, math was so hard. Oh, my God. Even when I got to college, it was hard. But I was able to do it. I had to just go slow. Okay?
Okay.
Can you try that?
I will.
You promise?
Auntie Sharon, am I going to introduce a song?
Are you going to, if we have time, let me get Ariana. Okay, let me get Ariana. Ariana and Jazz. Ariana, go quick.
Okay, for school, I want to do better and better.
What are your goals for school?
Math.
It's what?
I want to do better in language arts because I have a C in it right now, and I want to do better with my work. And I want to listen well in all my class, listen better in all my classes, because sometimes I get distracted. And I want to get better grades.
Okay, those are good goals. Good goals. You have to pay attention. Got to pay attention. Jazz, go.
Okay, I want to do better in science, be better in PE, and not work Miss Stanley's nerves.
Who is that?
My literature and language arts teacher.
And how do you work her nerves?
Because she'll tell me that I'm doing something wrong, and I try to explain myself, and she tells me that I'm being disrespectful, but you can't tell me I'm being disrespectful if you don't even hear what I was trying to say. All she hears is, okay, she's talking to me, so she's trying to be disrespectful, and that's literally what she said to me.
Okay. Maybe going to have to find a different way to communicate with her. Like write her a note, because sometimes when you're talking to adults and you're talking and they're talking, they think you're not listening to them. Okay, so so another way to communicate, it's just a thought. You might just want to write her a note and tell her what you need to tell her, and then you guys can have a discussion. Okay.
Mhm.
Can you try that? Because sometimes you want to tell them right then they don't want to listen, and then that makes you mad because you know what you have to say is important.
Okay.
It's just something to try.
Okay.
Did everybody go on their goal? Get all their goals in.
Yes, ma'am.
You guys did excellent today. Excellent. I'm going to play this show again next Saturday. But what I want to do is, Ariel, first I want to thank everybody for all you guys' hard work. And Ariel, introduce the song that we're going to do.
The song we're going to be playing is by Brianna Hightower, and it's called Be You.
All right, you guys did good. God bless you. I'll be praying for you all in school this week. Have a successful week. You guys can do anything you set your minds to. Ask God. He'll help you do whatever you need to do. I love you all. Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Popular, can't find.